The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Let's talk about government plans to let property developers invest less and borrow more to try and encourage increased apartment building. The move is part of wider measures to get more bank funding into the construction sector. Housing Minister James Brown, lesser spotted housing minister, has said this is the government's radical thinking approach to housing. Let's talk to Conor Sheehan. He's a TD for the Labour Party for Limerick City. He's their housing spokesperson. Morning, Conor.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Why are we not building apartments?
Well, there's a huge issue there with apartment development at the moment. I raised this with Minister Brown in the Dáil last Thursday morning during my first question time. And it's apparent if you look at uncommenced planning applications, and it's apparent if you look at the approvals for apartments have dropped by nearly 40%. And the fact of the matter is that it's extremely expensive to build apartments. There's been no apartment development at scale outside of Dublin for at least the last decade. You look at the government's Croí Cónaithe City scheme, which is a government-backed scheme to stimulate apartment building, particularly in the regional cities outside Dublin. That only hits 16% of its target. In my own city of Limerick, third largest city in the country, the city with the highest increase in rents and house prices in the last year, it's delivered zero apartments. So we've a big issue here in terms of the cost of developing apartments, both the cost of production and both the cost of land, and both the fact that developers feel that they have to front too much upfront, essentially up to 25 or 30% of the cost of the development, which they may not get back for years. But we've also had central bank rate increases from 2022 until probably the first quarter of 2024. Each quarter we saw interest rates go up. So that also negatively affected the cost of delivering apartments.
So therefore, it sounds like you think James Brown's idea is radical thinking.
Well, I wouldn't exactly describe it as radical thinking, because it seems to me, now obviously I haven't seen any more detail other than what was reported in the newspapers this morning. So obviously any proposals the minister brings forward, we will need to interrogate and examine fully, both in the Dáil and hopefully in the committee when we get it set up. But it sounds to me like the minister may have found a DeLorean in the Custom House, and that he's gone back to the future in relation to some of the mistakes Fianna Fáil have made in the past in relation to Section 23, in relation to allowing developers essentially to borrow too much money and essentially, you know, the state are investing huge sums of public money at the moment into housing, but by any objective measure, they're getting such a poor return on their investment, and there is nothing.
We're not getting any houses or not getting any apartments because the government won't build them. We need developers. And I know that you might have to hold your nose to something like a Section 23, but at least when it was there, we built houses.
But the Section 23 didn't work, Jonathan, because it didn't actually reduce the cost of units at the time.
It built houses, though, which is what we're stuck for at the moment, Conor.
Yeah, but we ended up with a situation, if you remember, in the late 2000s, early 2010s, where we had loads of houses in the wrong places. And the biggest issue at that time was ghost estates. And look, things have moved on enormously in the last 20 years. And I think what's very interesting is there's nothing from government to deal with the cost of production or to deal with the cost of land. Like, we had legislation in the Dáil in the last term to implement the recommendations of the Kenny report. If you look at Northern Ireland, to deliver an equivalent apartment compared to, say, Dublin in Belfast, it is the bones of €150,000 plus cheaper, because they have different design standards and they have different VAT standards applied to it. And I think
I'll give you a figure that'll help you, Conor. The 50% of the cost of an apartment in this country will go to the state. And that is in the form of VAT, it's in the form of Irish water charges, it's in the form of development charges, and 50% of nothing is nothing, which is what the state has been getting in return. And they're not willing to do anything about those high costs that we are expecting developers, whether you like them or not, they have to take them on board, otherwise we don't build apartments.
But they... This, but this is exactly the crux of the problem, Jonathan, because in these new proposals that are floated in the media, there is nothing to actually deal with those costs. The government are simply going to, they're talking or floating the idea of introducing a mechanism to allow developers to essentially borrow more, which will, like, if you look at everything the government have done in terms of housing in the last 8 to 10 years, all that has happened in that time is that house prices, rents and homelessness have continued to rise. There has been no measures introduced by government that have actually reduced the cost of either developing or delivering homes, or have reduced the cost of homes for putative first-time buyers.
Mm. Do you think that this is going to speed up apartments? Because I know that from speaking to developers and attending different conferences and so on, there's little appetite to get in there unless there is some assurance that they're not going to be left on the hook for costs that are going to go up that they will have to deal with as well. Is James Brown finally going to see some apartments being delivered? And how much effort does his own department have to make here? Because they're the ones who have to sign off on a lot of the Croí-Cónaithe schemes that you talked about earlier.
Well, the first thing I would say is that we have to see exactly what proposals the minister is coming forward with.
So do you think he's kite flying here? Because I hate the fact that we're sitting here talking about this without the detail.
I do think he's kite flying, because they flew kites about lifting the rent pressure zones, and the minister flew kites a couple of weeks ago on an RT radio program about tax breaks for developers. And he also, what we need to see, for example, is that the minister talks about bringing in a housing czar to essentially, basically kick open doors in relation to housing delivery in this country. But we haven't seen any proposals, for example, as to how, and it's in the programme for government, the government are going to establish a housing delivery oversight executive. We haven't seen any proposals as to how that will actually work, what sort of funding it'll get, how it'll be staffed. But like, there are huge issues there at the moment that cause uncertainty for developers and investors. And investors hate uncertainty. Things like water connections, things like sewage connections, things like ESBs, things like a lack of available serviced and zoned land. Like, I believe every local authority should have a land management unit in it. I also believe the LDA should be scaled up and repurposed. And what we should use the Land Development Agency for is to get land activated and to get land serviced, to be able to go to developers and say, here, that's there, that's done, the services are in, now go and build on it.
Brian says it's not the government's. It's not the government that's at fault, Jonathan. Councils are not delivering planning and social housing. They're pouring money into cycle lanes when we have a housing crisis. Well, you have to have cycle lanes as well, Brian. I hate to break it to you. Loads of offices being built in Limerick. No apartments. Constant planning being refused. No idea where all these new workers are going to live. That's not just a Limerick problem, but it's one that I suppose it pretty much puts the finger on the money there. Loads of offices. Nowhere for anyone to live. Higher rents, people getting squeezed out of the market.
Yes, that's a huge issue. That's a huge issue at the moment. And one of the biggest issues we have in Limerick is an oversupply of commercial units. I mean, the council were given money essentially many years ago by the Department of Housing to purchase the Opera site from a private developer initially,
Connor,
to deliver housing.
I'm delighted you've raised that. I am on the go now as a reporter for 28 years, and one of the first stories that I covered was the redevelopment of the Opera site, and it's still a kip.
Well, I have to tell you, Jonathan, it's half built at the moment, right? But the fact of the matter is, and it will be a fantastic development, but there are no apartments in it, only an apart hotel. The council in Limerick 2030 made that decision. My own party, our former TD, Jan O'Sullivan, went and spoke at oral hearing that should and could have been developed for high quality apartments, which we have a huge shortage of in Limerick.
You'll take the apart hotel because people will stay there as well, but it's the rest of the site that's just sitting there. And it's just one of these things that constantly strikes me, is that Limerick, it's a microcosm of what's going on elsewhere, is that the site hasn't reached its potential despite everyone saying anything. And Conor, you were giving out about poor old James Brown not coming into the Dáil and answering your questions. Has he gotten any better at that?
Well, look, the first thing I would say is I did give out about James Brown the day we had our housing private members motion. And I just felt that there was a precedence before that if the minister couldn't attend the Dáil due to another engagement, that the sponsor of that the housing motion would be informed. But look, I appreciate that ministers have time constraints. You know, the minister was at cabinet that morning, and I was critical of that, not so much because I thought he shouldn't have been at cabinet, because I thought out of courtesy I would have appreciated having been informed. But look, I think the minister had to go off me last Wednesday evening because I had to leave the Dáil at the end of a Sinn Féin private members' motion.
What's good for the goose, Conor?
Well, you know, look, all I will tell you is that I think, you know, Minister Brown has a huge job of work ahead of him. And, you know, I intend to be fully constructive as Labour Party housing spokesperson, where I think the minister and the government have a good idea. I will be willing to support that. But where I think that they are, you know, behaving regressively, I won't. And I think when you look at what they've done with the tenant in situ scheme, I can't understand for the life of me, other than the fact that there was obviously a dispute between the Department of Public Expenditure and the Department of Housing as to why government have decided to essentially fillet that scheme.
All right, Conor Sheehan, Labour Housing Spokesperson, TD for Limerick City. Thanks very much for that, Conor. Colm got in contact by text to say, if the government will let builders borrow on the basis that there is an assured purchaser for the house, we'll have very little problems. To do this, the government needs to offer a contract saying it will buy at relatively cheap prices any excess house or apartment. Assurance of ongoing business despite the torturous planning laws would be a great boon to the system. Not a bad idea, Colm. Thank you for that.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.